Hello and welcome to another version of the EPL show. It's interesting this. I was thinking about this today. I was racking my brains for an agenda, something to talk about, and I couldn't really come up with one. And then I was thinking Neil's sort of give the one person who doesn't watch any footy whatsoever a show about the English Premier League.
By the way, the name was always quite ironic, Jono. Yeah. I wasn't really expecting to be getting into the nuts and bolts of West Ham Brighton.
Fair enough. I reckon at this stage, if you asked the listeners to say what EPL stood for, they wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, I
sent a text to Phil Blundell yesterday saying, "I've got to do a show on the Championship tomorrow. Where can I watch the highlights?"
So just for good measure, I've got Paul Cope, Martin Fitzgerald and Neil Atkinson with me. And basically the agenda today is footy shit now. That was the agenda. Normally if Neil does or anyone does a show, you get a big all singing, all dancing agenda to have a look through and think about blah, blah, blah. We haven't here. It was literally a question, is footy shit now? And it come from me sitting in ours on Saturday night watching Liverpool struggle to beat Sheffield United at home, on my own, on the telly, with a glass of wine, not enjoying myself in the slightest at all, not even a little bit. The context for that is berserk referees, which if anyone's seen a post-match pint, which went out for free, I believe, we talked a bit about. That was the only good bit of the night for me. Was the bit after it. The context of that, yeah, just that, and then just being sat in the house on my own, watching it, no one to talk to. So, yeah, I think 40 shit, and I'm sort of wondering what you thought. Neil, I'll start with you, is it shit? Because bear in mind, you do it for the job, so if you say, yeah, you might be fucked.
I think what you need and what the government should have allowed for and what we really need to think about as we continue our lives in Tier 3 is footy household bubbles. Yeah. So what should be in there is you should be able to nominate six people who are in your football bubble who you can go and watch the match with.